You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Saturday, thousands gathered in central Auckland for the March for Nature rally led by Greenpeace to demonstrate their opposition towards the government's fast-track approvals bill, as well as other policies involving environmental conservation and carbon emissions. Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez-March was present at the rally alongside many of his colleagues in the Greens. So for our weekly chat, we discussed the implications of the rally and opposition to the government's environmental policies. We also talked about the recently announced changes to the emissions trading scheme, as well as the government's decision to invest $4 billion into a fund to repair potholes. The recent March for Nature rally, which you and many other Green MPs attended, drew thousands of protesters who were opposed to the government's policies regarding the environment. Are you happy with the turnout and outcome of the rally?
Look, we're really stoked that the public is showing up to send a message to the government that they won't stand by them reducing environmental protections. This has to be one of many actions and activations by members of the public to ensure that the government doesn't get away with thinking that they're on the side of public opinion and that actually New Zealanders want to protect our natural environment because our economy and our well-being depends on it.
What do you think the turnout at the march and the evident opposition to fast-track legislation means for our government and its environmental policies?
Well, this is a government that has clearly shown to us that they're climate deniers. At the end of the day, I think they won't respond to all the research and the evidence on climate change, but rather whether their continuous bulldozing of environmental protections will actually damage their popularity. And this is why people showing up to the streets is a good way to send a message to a government that is refusing to listen to the evidence.
Chris Bishop said that he understood the concerns of the protesters, but addressed opposition to fast-track legislation by saying that our current resource consenting laws actually made it more difficult to reduce carbon emissions and economic output, as it increased the amount of time it took for renewable energy infrastructure like solar farms and wind turbines to be built. How would you respond to this?
Well, this is Chris Bishop utilizing his tobacco lobbyist tactics now for coal and gas. The truth is that the government has made it clear they intend to use the fast-track consenting process for things like coal mines and other fossil fuel-related projects. You can't build a few solar panels and wind farms here and there while then opening up to mine more coal and gas when the evidence tells us that we need to be moving away from it. So this is nothing more but greenwashing from a minister that has no regard for environmental protections and future generations either.
How confident are you that the government will take the backlash against fast-track legislation into account when the next version of the bill is introduced to Parliament?
Nothing is guaranteed, and this is why my message to the public is that it's important to continue showing up to these rallies and to send a message to the government, because ultimately we can rely on a handful of successful rallies, and we need to use every tool at our disposal to protect future generations from the devastation that will come from the impacts of climate change. And it is important to note that we can't have an economy on a dead planet, and that there's actually another system and another way that governments could be following that would ensure that people have enough to live on and that we look after our natural environment.
Moving on to the next topic. Last week, the government announced it would invest $4 billion into a fund to fix and prevent potholes on state highways and roads across Aotearoa. I'm aware that the Greens have some concerns about this fund, so could you tell me what the party's position on this is?
Yeah, I mean, the issue with the government spending so much money on potholes is that without investments in public transport and buses, rail, interregional rail, for example, to connect our cities, this is just fiscally responsible and is basically throwing money into a problem that will only get bigger. Road maintenance gets more expensive the less we invest in public transport. And so for the party that calls itself fiscally responsible, this is actually a really irresponsible way to utilize our funds, because it doesn't actually end up reducing the amount of money we'll need for fixing potholes down the line if we don't invest in things like rail.
There are approximately 62,000 potholes on roads across Aotearoa and are reportedly behind almost 1,000 traffic incidents annually. Are you saying that the government shouldn't be trying to repair our roads despite the fact that they're quite evidently in poor condition?
Part of why our roads need so much constant maintenance is because we don't have the rail infrastructure, for example, to transport freight and other goods as opposed to having used like big trucks to put them on the road, which damages our roads, which then leads to more repairs. So what we are saying is that the government needs to invest in infrastructure such as rail, which will ultimately push down the amount of money that is required for things like potholes down the line. This is a government, though, that has its head in the sand when it comes to long-term thinking and climate action. And by just pouring billions on fixing potholes without addressing the things that make potholes such a frequent occurrence in our country, they'll only be having to fork out those same billions of dollars in a few years' time as a result of the lack of investment in rail to move freight off the roads and into other modes of transport.
So just to reiterate, are you saying that investing in public transport could actually prevent potholes and other conditions on our roads from occurring in the future?
Better investment in rail in particular would ensure that we're not spending billions of dollars on potholes. And this is why it's not good enough to simply put in a billions of dollars worth of funding to fix potholes without actually investing too in the real infrastructure that will ensure future governments don't have to fork out that same amount of money to fix our roads.
So lastly, how do you think the money from the fund should be invested instead?
The government is in a position to, on top of some funding for road maintenance, also invest in rail infrastructure. This is a thing, though. It's not an either-or. It should be an and. And the government books should be able to absorb large investments into things like rail, which ultimately will pay down later on the track by making savings on things like road maintenance as a result of being able to move goods and people and other forms of transport, such as public transport, interregional rail, etc.
All right, moving on to the last topic. Just yesterday, the government announced it would remove agricultural emissions from being included in the emissions trading scheme and disestablished the farming emissions group He Waka Eke Noa. What's the Green Party's take on this?
Well, look, it seems like there's a theme here around the government taking action on environmental issues that go against all the research and evidence. Methane is a big contributor to climate change, and we need to be supporting farmers to move to more sustainable forms of farming. But the reality is, by not putting methane into the ETS, we're sending a message to the most polluting agribusinesses that they're okay with getting away with polluting our natural environment. And we then send a message to the farmers who are actually doing their best to move to more regenerative forms of practices, that their efforts are not valued and that they're not the future that actually we are moving towards. And this is why having methane, one of our biggest contributors to climate change, in the emissions trading scheme is critical to ensure that we're taking steps to move to a far more sustainable economy.
Despite the changes announced yesterday, the government insists that it's still committed to meeting its climate change objectives and will address emissions in the sector by engaging with farmers directly and establishing a completely new emissions group. Do you think there's any weight to this?
Well, they're simply replicating more work. And in the meantime, while we've got all the evidence in front of us that methane needs to be included in the ETS, the government is replicating work that already exists. And it's hard to be convinced by their commitments to climate change when they're opening us up to coal mines and bottom trawling that goes against all the advice we've gotten around how to best take action on climate change. The thing is, though, looking after the well-being of people producing food and our natural environment are not in competition with one another. We can be supporting farmers to move to more regenerative forms of practice, which we proposed to do last election with a fund to enable farmers to move to more sustainable forms of practices, while at the same time holding to account those agribusinesses that are polluting our waterways and contributing to climate change.
Lastly, do you think the changes announced yesterday indicate that the government might be giving too much power to the farming lobby here in Aotearoa?
Well, it's the agribusiness lobby, right? I mean, there's farmers who actually are struggling to make the transition to more regenerative forms of practices, but there are businesses that have millions of dollars of resources that they know they have the resources to move to more sustainable forms of practices, but they won't do it so long as they've got a government that is happy to let them get away with polluting our rivers. And this is why we need to send a message to those farmers that are taking their efforts to move to more regenerative forms of practices, that they're the ones who are leading the way and who are the future, and not putting methane in the ETS sends the wrong message to every farmer out there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.